This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we broadcast live online right now. Now, don't forget, special shout-out goes always to our military men and women right to begin with, along with our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, not to forget about the fact that we have got our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping out there in a coronavirus effort, too. Thank you so very, very much for what you do. Now, also to the truckers, to the warehouse, to the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers. Let's not also forget about the fact we got the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs across the country and around the world, too. Thank you so very much for what you are doing to keep America rolling along. Now, you can check us out on Facebook. Follow us on the official Captain's America Facebook page and like the page while you're in there. And then also while you're in there, besides liking the page, you can jump into the chat room and converse with us, just like Eric and Steve and Thailand and Cousin Vinny up there in his rowboat in Tennessee and Eric the Trucker. All right, now let's get going here. We got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We were talking about Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend getting arrested, and you made some very interesting points, but there's one other thing you want to talk about there.
Well, yes, and this is kind of important. I may be conflating things, but I'm not certain that I'm not. Let's not forget that it was just several days ago that Attorney General Barr removed Jeffrey Berman from the Manhattan Federal Prosecutor's Office. Remember that one?
I do.
Okay, isn't it kind of interesting that he gets removed and, what, just a few days later, we arrest Maxwell at her home in New Hampshire? Now think about that one for a second.
I don't have to do a whole hell of a lot of thinking, because I'm telling you, there's a whole bunch of people that are sitting like on the hot seat right now, and they're scared to death that something really bad is going to happen, because a lot of people are dragged into this.
Well, could it be that was the reason, that ended up being the real reason that A.G. Barr removed Berman, because he was, slow walking the case. So he gets removed, and a couple days later, this woman gets arrested. So just putting that out there for things that kind of make you go,
Yeah, I know. Now, let's talk about the little short Dr. Fauci, who, for the life of me, I don't understand why he's doing anything at all. I would have had him off, out of sight from the cameras, anything. Now, yesterday, of course, we had the vice president here in Tampa. We had the Secretary of Health and Human Services. We had also Dr. Birx was here, along with Governor DeSantis, and they talked about the COVID situation here in Florida. And Dr. Birx, when she's by herself, she makes a lot more sense than when she's with Dr. Fauci.
Well, let's understand, both Birx and Fauci are theorists, okay?
Yep.
But I would say that Dr. Birx is probably more of a practitioner, given her resume, than Fauci. We're all sick of Fauci because, I mean, you know, based on who is asking him questions, it kind of he molds his response to. And his response is, being a theorist, there's nothing, it's a moving target. There's nothing that he says is an absolute because, but here's the deal. I would kind of blame the White House here at this point because all of us are sick of Fauci.
Yeah.
And because of his slippery answers, and I don't mean that necessarily in a derogatory way. I'm just saying that, you know, it's like trying to put Jell-O on a wall and hope it sticks. There are other experts. There are other virologist experts that are out there. So instead of necessarily replacing Fauci, let's add to the team and bring in other people.
Right.
And let's get... And I said this for a while, probably 2 months at a minimum. Let's bring in some other experts and hear some other kinds of voices.
Sure.
Those that have a similar resume as Fauci. And, you know, what's particularly interesting is we had this result, this clinical result that came out yesterday on hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, yeah. That was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And it is a big deal because I think there were 2,500 patients tested.
That's right.
And the results were significantly positive.
Yes.
Furthermore, it eliminated that whole question of that it causes... You know, heart issues.
Yep.
Turns out that's not true either.
Yep. Yep. And Eric is saying Bill Gates is the organ grinder and Fauci is his dancing monkey.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, the World Health Organization, while we're talking about this real quickly, conceded, they did an about face. They said, well, China never really warned us of the Wuhan outbreak.
We kind of knew it. Those facts were coming out, and now that the World Health Organization apparently knew, because of the experts within the World Health Organization knew about all of this. It was our famous little leader doctor there that challenged it, and it finally was fully admitted.
Yeah, the guy whose name you can't pronounce because it's got five names in it. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I've been taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies for going on just about 3 months right now. They've been working very well for me. Thank you very much. It's done a couple of things to help me out. Number one, it has stabled my blood pressure off. It leveled it off, which is a good thing. And it's also helped me lose some weight. Because when you get your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, more than what you need to have, actually, because of the way these fruits and veggie capsules work, you're not hungry in the middle of the night like I have been time before when every time I'd go slipping by the candy machine, I'd want a candy bar or whatnot. Not anymore. And I'll tell you what. Not eating enough of the right kind of foods, too, doesn't help you. And when you start getting the right stuff, you get your fruits, you get your vegetables, you're not going to get sick, you're going to have your immunity build up, the whole nine yards. So, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at what they've got there, and then use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35%. You can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to be glad you did. All right. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us. And you just told me something that I think bears repeating. There's a lot of conversations about the tests that are out there and the reason that the people are showing more positive nature, positive results, is because there's more testing being done. But you said that your son was tested, a week ago?
Yeah, his business is closed, and where he works, and because apparently two employees, weeks prior to that had tested positive, so they went ahead and closed it. and they tested all the remaining employees last Friday. As of last night, which puts it at a week, the test results are not back.
Wow. Now, see,
exactly.
That makes no sense. Where the hell did they send them? Outer Mongolia?
No, they brought in these people, these nurses, from wherever the county had recommended and tested them on the work site.
I wonder if they're sending it out of the States.
I wouldn't think so. We got plenty of labs here.
Yeah. Well, if they're sending it out of
the States. Well, that shouldn't matter.
No, something doesn't sound right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd do a little bit more checking on that one. Hopefully, you didn't lose the. And by the way, I can report that about a week or so ago, we've had one of the labs that was here, a big one, had 30,000 tests that they had to throw out because they were no good.
Yeah, that was back in.
Yep.
March. May.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, let's talk for a second about all of this nonsense going on about name-calling and, franchise names and all that stuff. Who's the stadium sponsor for the Washington Redskins?
I have no idea.
FedEx yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah,
I knew that.
FedEx yesterday asked the Washington Redskins football team to change the name of their team. And we also heard, you ready for this? We also heard the NFL is going to play the Black National Anthem for the first couple of preseason games before the week one regular season when they'll go back to playing the National Anthem.
Here's where we are. Because we've got politicians that are doing nothing, because mayors and governors are, you know, all doing the political correct thing. And because Antifa and Black Lives Matter have already proven that they can be as destructive as they are.
Yep.
We are now in a political correct, threat matrix. Okay? And so it's gone way beyond Black Lives Matter. Now we're dealing with American Indians. Now we're dealing with Eskimos. So it's gone the full spectrum here.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen the end of it. So you've got corporate leaders, FedEx, I just heard AT&T last night too. They've all gone, you know, they've all jumped the shark on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's because these destructive operations by both Black Lives Matter and Antifa have been effective. I mean, they've put a level of fear in people across the United States that's really beyond description.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it is domestic terrorism, and if we don't really have that classification. So I looked at a couple of statutes just for fun at the state level. And interestingly enough, in the state of Washington and in the state of California, gang activity, how it's described on their state statute,
mm-hmm.
fits both Antifa and Black Lives Matter to a T.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, interestingly enough, they obviously have money. And with that money, and because of the movement from state to state, you've got an interstate operation. Now you have RICO.
Right.
So we have been making arrests, by the way. We had a significant arrest yesterday of Jason Charter,
mm-hmm.
who was the instigator and tied to Antifa of taking down the monument in Washington, D.C. at Lafayette Park.
Wow.
I wrote an article about him yesterday. I went to look at, he was arrested. I looked at his Twitter feed, and he really kind of made himself guilty just on his own Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of remarkable. But, interestingly enough, in the piece that I wrote yesterday, don't think that there aren't arrests being made, because they are.
Yeah.
It says the media is not telling all this. I looked at the ATF website, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, which does all the arson investigations.
Correct.
And it's pretty significant, the number of people that have been arrested. There are others that have been part of some of these activities that will not necessarily apply to federal charges, but the feds, when they're looking at these, they find out that, well, it would be better if they'd be charged at the state level than at the federal level. So the states have been arresting some people. So it's really, we ought to be gratified that there are some of these arrests that are actually happening.
All right, let's drift on to the phone real quick here. Eric in Seminole, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Good morning, ma'am. Real quick, tangentially related. So based on this discussion that we're having, or you guys are having right now, if the federal government of the United States declares these domestic terror organizations, does that not subject those who are donating money and funding these operations as, how should I say, aiding and abetting terrorist operations?
Yes.
I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks.
All right. Well, my answer is yes. What do you think?
Well, hold on here. We haven't. There isn't an official domestic terrorist
yet
classification. Okay, so but we don't really need it because I just mentioned when it comes to the money, they can be charged under RICO. RICO was applied.
That's right.
Let's not forget, you know, an awful lot of organizations, including the mafia. RICO is very important. It's got an awful lot of teeth. The expert on that one, of course, is Rudy Giuliani, because he was the prosecutor at the time applying RICO.
That's how he put, what's his face away, Gotti?
A bunch of them.
Yep.
I think what is really happening here is these investigations are going much wider in how the moneyed part of the organizations work, including through those like Axe Blue and several others. So there are more arrests that are being that are happening than are being reported. Let's put it that way.
Final thing, U.S., we understand the Supreme Court is going to take up the reparations cases against Germany and Hungary from World War II.
I saw that headline. I don't know anything about that, so I'm really not qualified to put anything out there on that.
Well, we'll know soon enough because this is going to be a big deal if it happens because they're going to go after those countries.
It's not the first one.
Yeah, no.
It's not the first one.
No.
I mean.
All right. Okay. Well, you take it easy up there doing what you're doing and stay low, and I will be around tomorrow. So if you want to call in, fine. If you want the day off, that's fine, too.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you. All righty, folks, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and I will be on the air tonight, 4th of July. I always am. You can count on that one. We're like the Ever-Ready Bunny. All right, don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Four U.S. states, Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas, have reported a combined 25,000 new coronavirus cases as the infection curve rose in 40 of the 50 states heading into the 4th of July holiday weekend. With the number of daily confirmed coronavirus cases nationwide climbing past 50,000, an alarming 36 states saw an increase in the percentage of tests coming back positive for the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci said, "We've seen a very disturbing week," in the live stream with the American Medical Association. The surge has been blamed on Americans not covering their faces and not following social distancing rules as states continue to lift their lockdowns. The U.S. recorded 51,200 new confirmed cases, according to the tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. That's a doubling of the daily total over the last month, and even higher than what the country witnessed during the most lethal phase of the crisis in April and May. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news. We're going to do something a little different this hour because of an article that I now have in front of me. I'll tell you all about it in a minute, but first I want the National Aviation Academy to be able to tell you what they're all about because they bring you our military and veterans news segment. And we're going to tell you about a bunch of arrests that were made, give you a bunch of names and all that stuff. You're going to love this one. It deals with our statutes, and some of them happen to be our military veterans statutes. Here we go.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. Now, what you're not told about is that one of them happens to be, because you don't hear it in that little 30-second spot, one of them happens to be up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston. The other one is right here in Clearwater. Now, yesterday, when we had Bo Browning on the program, and of course he was talking about the National Aviation Academy, we had a number of people chime in, and one of them was a Marine, and he was a young Marine that was looking to do something a little different and had thought about becoming an aeronautical engineer, but he figured that this might be given the best opportunity, and he's now going to be going to the National Aviation Academy during their next availability, which I think is going to be September. I think that's the way I understood it. But if something happens earlier, then he'll be going next month because the July class has already started. So, National Aviation Academy, check them out online, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy, and ask to take the tour. Well, in a time where many people protesting and are vandalizing monuments that we have, wearing virus face coverings, you can't see who they are. Federal law enforcement is doing extraordinary work to identify these criminals using things like tattoos and various arrays, dress, you know, once they can find a car they left in or whatever. And several arrests have now been made, and the ATF is asking for the public's help to assist in more identifications. Now, four men were charged with destruction of federal property in connection with an attempt to tear down a statue in Lafayette Square, according to the federal prosecutors. Now, only one has been arrested so far, and he will appear on Monday in U.S. District Court. This is a federal charge he's being charged with related to the attempt to tear down the statue of Andrew Jackson. Now, prosecutors said one of the suspects, Lee Michael Cantrell, 47, of Virginia, was seen on the video using a wooden board and a yellow strap trying to pull the statue off its base on June the 22nd. In addition, Graham Lloyd, 37, of Maine, handed a hammer to an unknown person who was seen pulling on ropes, according to authorities. He is also accused of breaking off and destroying the wheels of cannons that were on the statue's base. And finally, Connor Matthew Judd, 20 years old, of Washington, D.C., was trying to pull down the statue while 37-year-old Ryan Lane of Maryland attached a rope to one part of the statue and pulled on another rope tied elsewhere. Now, the video that was taken by a video phone showed all of this. Now, Judd was arrested today. He's going to be appearing, as I said, Monday, in Superior Court in the District of Columbia. And he will also appear before a U.S. magistrate on Monday, where he will be facing federal charges. Now, we were told this was going to happen to the people that messed around with the federal statutes, and here's the first case of it being done and identifying. And kudos to the U.S. Park Police and the FBI for the work they did in taking the lead in the investigation. The Metropolitan Police Department also provided significant assistance. Some of the video came from them that helped them to identify who these people are. And this is an exceptional piece of work that led to the arrest of the ringleader. His name is Jason Charter. And a look at his Twitter feed itself will tell you that this guy admitted to all the stuff that was going on his Twitter feed like as if it was some badge of honor. He didn't think he was going to get caught. And he did. And he did by his own actions. So think about that for a second. These people may be smart, but they're not that smart. And again, Old Hickory. Oh, Old Hickory still sits in his saddle. That's Paul the Saddle. Yeah, he's talking about Andrew Jackson. You bet he does. You bet he does. Now, moving along, there are four Iranian oil tankers coming across the ocean en route to Venezuela. And the United States reportedly is going to seize all four of those Iranian oil tankers headed for Venezuela and take them to a neutral port and not allow them to deliver their cargo. Now, that could create a serious problem in the days to come for things over there in the Straits of Hormuz and in the Persian Gulf, because Iran is like a powder keg. You never know what's going to happen. But the thing of it is what are they going to do? Send out their little fast boats, knowing that we'll blow them out of the water? Launch some aircraft against one of the targets, fire some missiles against Saudi Arabia, something like that? Maybe. Maybe. But we'll see what will happen, because you know there'll be retaliation by Iran if we do that. And we are announcing our intentions. We've come out and announced our intentions that we intend to seize the four Iranian oil tankers headed for Venezuela. We will not allow them to go to Venezuela. So we'll see what happens. Now also, the United States is finally ready to take back its supply chain from China. Now that means that our plants will be coming back, some of them, not all of them, from China to the United States or possibly to Mexico or somewhere close by Central America, whatnot. Pharmaceuticals need to be made in this country. We don't need to be getting anything from China. Just my opinion. And Eric from Seminole is chiming in and say, are the oil tankers from Iran bringing crude oil, gasoline, or riding high to pick up Venezuelan gas or oil? I don't know. It's not in the story. It's not in the story. I would think they're bringing something over. What the something is, we don't know. Because we do know Venezuela's having a lot of problem trying to maintain any production at all there, because they've had a lot of their equipment is failing and they don't have the spare parts and pieces to correct it, to fix it. So we'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens. Now also, keep your eyes on what's going to take place at Mount Rushmore. Going to be a great 4th of July celebration with fireworks. The governor of South Dakota will be there. The president will be there. The Indians will be there. We'll have the Indians supporting the United States. We'll have the Indians that want to take all the land back because they say that it was taken from them to begin with. But, you know, is what it is, and they don't like the statue or the picture of Teddy Roosevelt up there on Mount Rushmore. Well, too bad, so sad. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Chris Marcosi, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. So don't go anywhere. It's about to get real. We got a lot of financial stuff to talk about. A lot of money stuff happened yesterday. Job report was great. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, the darling of the Double D Ranch up there, Don and Donna from Double D Ranch in Carrollton, Georgia. And they got a big horse ranch up there where they stable horses. And, of course, Donna used to be a Fox News contributor. She was the anchor on the desk the morning of the attack on the World Trade Center, September 11th, and I met her shortly after that at the World Trade Center when she came down there to report. Now, the other thing is they are up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody from Fort Benning, Georgia, and we hope everybody's doing well. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature.
And again, I am taking Balance of Nature, have been for about 3 months. If you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a great deal for you. It's called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies Capsules. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751 and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
We had some really good numbers pop up yesterday in the jobs report. The June jobs report showed, obviously, that there's a great American comeback underway. Now, the economy added 4.8 million jobs in June. This is the largest one-month job gain in U.S. history. However, what stood out in there was more than half of those jobs were women. 2.8 million jobs for women. Also a record one-month gain and 356,000 manufacturing jobs. How about that?
It's great, but what does it tell you? It tells you that what you're going to see happening now moving forward is a full-court press to shut the country down again and to really push the COVID is going to kill everyone narrative. And that's how I kind of try to see the forest for the trees. The Democrats and the left cannot have the economy come back. They can't have it happen leading into an election because that's almost a surefire way of them losing in November. So I would expect more efforts to roll back openings, greater efforts to shut the country down.
Well, it's not going to happen. It'll be political suicide if they do it. The people have had it. And I'm hearing this from Democrats, okay? I was down yesterday in Bradenton, and I ran into a lot of different people talking to them, and I had a lot of conversationals going on. And even the Democrats are upset with this slowdown, shutdown, all the stuff that's going on, the Blue Lives Matters and all that sort of stuff, the BLM, you know, the Black Lives Matter, I meant to say. Sorry, they're upset. They're mad at that stuff. And they said, "Listen, we're not going to support Joe Biden because of all this. He doesn't believe in what we believe in."
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that all washes out. Coming into November, I really do. But my concern right now is just, this grand effort again to probably try to slow openings and shut the country down again.
California just did that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're gonna see it happen in a lot of blue states, without a doubt.
Yeah, blue states. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What happened with these job numbers, and they were great numbers. Again, we started reopening and people heading back to work, but the numbers would have even been much, much better. We got 11% unemployment right now. I think you'd probably see it around anywhere between 7 to 9% if you didn't have the extended $600 a week federal unemployment, because it would force more people to get back to work.
You're right. You're right. Now, let's talk about the stimulus for just a second before we move up. We heard the president say yesterday he was in favor of giving the people an individual stimulus check more than what they got before, the $1,200. Now, we do know that the Democrats want $2,000. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I think it's a terrible idea. I think it's a terrible, terrible idea. I don't know why we're going to be wasting money on this. This makes no sense whatsoever. I don't agree with this at all. To me, it resonates kind of like, buying votes, is what it resonates to me. I just think that this is completely unnecessary. We already have, if you've lost your job, you already have, serious, unemployment checks coming your way. If you haven't been affected by COVID, why, I don't understand. You still have your job or you're collecting Social Security. Why should you get some extra check? I don't seem to understand that.
All right, well, let me just get a little bit more specific in the June job gains, because this kind of tells you where the country's headed right now. 2.1 million jobs were added in the leisure and hospitality area. 740,000 retail jobs were added. I think a lot of that is fast food because the restaurants open. 568,000 education and healthcare jobs. That was the gymnasiums and the healthcare clubs, I think. 357,000 service jobs. Again, a lot of that was restaurants and eateries and hotels and motels, and 356,000 manufacturing jobs, which is always good to see that number.
I mean, it's great. I mean, I think that the manufacturing can improve to a much greater degree if we move more of our supply chains and bring manufacturing back from overseas. We've spent decades sending manufacturing and jobs overseas so we can buy a $3 T-shirt rather than a $9 T-shirt. I just don't think that that's a great idea.
Now, we have a situation brewing right now where it looks like as if the United States, and it will probably be the Navy, maybe the Coast Guard's involved in this too, with one of their ocean-going cutters, looks like we're about to seize four Iranian oil tankers that are hauling gasoline. Found that out, and thank you, Steve, in Thailand, for pointing that out to me. A Reuters story says that they're hauling gasoline coming into Venezuela from Iran. Now, I'm not sure what that's going to do back in the Gulf of Oman and the Persian Gulf, but I'm sure if we do that to Iran, take their tankers and take them to a neutral port, that they're going to retaliate somewhere in the Middle East somehow.
I don't know. Again, this was tracked via financial transactions and the various different offshore companies, and that's how they kind of got wind of how this is working. Venezuela, again, you know, socialist paradise there. They have the largest oil reserves in the world, and they can't even make their own gasoline.
Right.
So, yeah, they're really short on fuel. They have fuel lines, gasoline lines all over Venezuela, and they need to have their gasoline imported. Now, the Iranians want to fill that need. Obviously, there are sanctions put on them, and they've been caught. I don't see the tankers getting there. Everyone knows about this now. So, yeah, I don't see them getting there. Plus, you know, it's interesting what's been taking place in Iran. All of these weapons facilities keep blowing up on them for some reason.
Well, that's supposed to be Israel with their internet capability hacking them and doing that. Mm-hmm.
And they just lost another one yesterday. So yeah, they're having difficulties over there right now.
Yeah, a nuclear weapons plant. They make nuclear grade weapons, and we don't know exactly. Nobody's telling us exactly what these weapons are, but it's got to be warheads, right?
Mm-hmm. Who knows? I mean, it could be the ammunition too, where they use the depleted uranium. I don't know. All I'm saying is that, you know, they're going up, and Iran is in dire straits.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about Boeing, because Boeing announced yesterday that quietly that they're going to pull the plug on the 747. It'll end the era of the jumbo jets.
Well, the jumbo jets haven't been used for travel much for a while now because it's just too expensive. The newer jets are much more efficient with fuel. They've been used actually for cargo.
Yeah, right.
And even, you know, even some of the other, the cargo, the UPS and whatnot, they're getting away from them as well. Airplanes today, it's amazing just how much more efficient they are in regards to gasoline, and the more efficient they become, or gasoline, kerosene, which mm-hmm. is jet fuel, the more efficient, it's the more money that the airlines can make.
Well, you used to see them being used for UPS when I'd see them in Louisville. When I'd see them in Memphis, it'd be FedEx, and occasionally I'd see them with Burlington Air Express up there in Toledo. But the thing of it is they're now using the Airbus, the big 380.
Yeah.
All right, here comes the music, and I want to wish you and your crew a very happy Independence Day weekend. Stay out of trouble, catch a lot of fish, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Catch his program on the weekend all across the country on about 250 radio stations. And I'm honored to have him on my program for 20 years now. He's been coming on my show. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.